The Lord be with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everybody to our service and act of remembrance this morning as we observe together that opportunity to remember before God those who gave their lives in conflict, and we give thanks for all that they have done for us. Just wanted, as we welcome everybody this morning, to say welcome to those who are joining us online at home and those who are tuning in on the dial-up service. It's lovely to have everybody with us as we gather to remember today. Just wanted to refer to our notices. You'll have seen them on the slide. All the regular events are happening during this week. BB and toddlers are on tomorrow on Monday. On Tuesday, the Anchor Boys and the Select Vestry are meeting at 7:30 in the church hall. And on Wednesday, our Alpha course and our prayer meeting on Thursday night over Zoom. Also wanted to draw attention to Thursday evening when Fields of Life will be hosting a special Ignite conference. And if you go to the Fields of Life website, you can watch all the various projects that have been happening over the past year. Our church has had a wonderful connection with Fields of Life over many years, and it's going to be a very inspiring event. And if you'd like to tune in using your computer or your tablet or your device, it's on Thursday evening at 8:00. This evening our worship continues at 7:00 with a service of holy baptism. And what I'm going to do now is invite everybody, please, to stand for our act of remembrance.
They shall grow not old, as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
Our service on this very important day is morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Our first hymn is "The Lord is King." Let's confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins. confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our psalm is Psalm 93, and let's stand and say this psalm together. The Lord is King.
The Lord is King, and has put on glorious apparel. The Lord has put on his glory, and girded himself with strength. He has made the whole world so sure that it cannot be moved. Your throne has been established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mightier. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Our next hymn is As the Deer. Let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
Please take your seats.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. John in the 15th chapter, beginning to read at the 9th verse. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As was mentioned earlier on during the announcements, Fields of Life is an organization that St. Finian's have been contributing to and supporting for some years now. And not long ago, this congregation, through the organization of the Fields of Life Committee, made a significant donation to their COVID appeal and COVID support. We're going to watch a short video now, which looks back over the last year of the work of Fields of Life, and it's looking forward to this Thursday online. As was mentioned, there's an annual meeting which looks like it will be a good event. So let's watch this video together.
Thank you.
Let's stand together and share the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. A special prayer for today, the third Sunday before Advent. Almighty Father, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name. And finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn is Your Kingdom Come, O Lord.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On the 22nd of February 1944, an 8-year-old boy called Tony was playing with some friends in Encliffe Park in Sheffield just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when something happened which changed his life forever. As they were playing in the park, the boys heard the sound of an aeroplane getting very close to them. And as they looked up, it became obvious that this plane was in trouble. And as the boys looked up, they saw men waving their arms and they heard shouts to get out of the way. And so they ran to one side and then they watched in horror as this plane crashed into a hill and broke in two. And although ambulances came, not one of the crew of 10 survived the crash. It turned out that this plane was a bomber plane carrying out a mission in Denmark when it ran into trouble. In the course of some fighting, the engines were damaged and they were limping back to their airbase in Northamptonshire. But when they realized that they weren't going to make it, they looked for a safe place to land. And the park in Sheffield seemed to be their best option for a crash landing. But when they saw this group of children playing, they diverted in a bid to avoid them. And in so doing, they gave their lives as they crashed into this hill. And a memorial was built to these 10 American servicemen and their plane, the Mi Amigo. And Tony started to visit this memorial in his late teens. He couldn't ever really get out of his mind the way that these men had given their lives to save his and the lives of his young friends. And so he started to go regularly, laying flowers at the site. And then over the years, he began to quietly tend and clean the memorial stone over many years. One day in early January 2019, Tony, then aged 82, was sweeping and doing some tending of the memorial area when a man walking a dog spotted him. And as he watched Tony sweeping and tending the memorial area, he sensed that this was a real labor of love. But he also detected a sadness about Tony as he went about his work. And so he walked over and he said 3 words. Are you okay? Are you okay? That was the beginning of a conversation that would change both men's lives. As Tony shared the story of the war memorial and the sacrifice that these men had made to save his life, it touched something very deep in the other man. And he asked him, was there anything that he could do to help? And Tony said that his biggest desire in the whole world was to have an event to honor their memory on the 75th anniversary of the crash the following month. And he explained about how, over the course of the previous year, he had tried unsuccessfully to approach various flying clubs, even the RAF. And the other man said to leave it with him. The other man, as it turned out, was a journalist and a TV presenter. His name was Dan Walker. He presents breakfast television, Match of the Day. He currently even participates in the series of Strictly Come Dancing. But Dan went on his social media account to share the remarkable story that he had just heard from Tony. And the response was phenomenal. People were enormously touched by the way that this humble, unassuming man had quietly tended the memorial over all these years. And in an interview filmed in the park a few days later, Tony told Dan that even though he had never met them, he loved these men who had died just as much as his own family, and he talked to them every day. And after that interview was broadcast, things, in Dan's words, went a bit bonkers. The US Air Force got hold of the story. Various diplomatic channels seemed to be opened. All the important people seemed to be informed at the right time. And together they agreed to have a flypast to honor the memory of these men who gave their lives. And as the public were touched by the story, and Dan was very instrumental in getting key figures involved to make the flypast happen, Breakfast Television decided that they wanted to cover the story live on the day of the flypast. But there was a bit of a complication. Dan, many months previously, had agreed to go to climb part of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania with children in need, along with some other well-known people, in order to raise funds for all those important projects happening right across the country. But he was confident that the people of Sheffield would honor this story of these war heroes who gave their lives for some children in the city. And he told his producer that he thought there would be around 5,000 people present on the day of the flypast. In the event, there were 15,000 people who assembled in Encliffe Park to watch the flypast, and a further 6,000 people gathered in Botanical Park nearby. And at the center of Encliffe Park at the memorial stood Tony Foles, along with relatives of those 10 American airmen who gave their lives. Dan, meanwhile, was watching all these astonishing events from a hotel car park in Tanzania with a very dodgy internet connection on his iPad. And as he watched this old man honor these men in the most remarkable way, it was an amazing community event, all made possible through one man's faithful service and the sacrifice of other young men to save children's lives. In our gospel reading today, Jesus spoke about how no greater love can be found than someone willing to lay down their life for their friends. And as we gather on this Remembrance Sunday, it's a Sunday when it's never an easy day as we remember. And if we're honest, we maybe feel disconnected from the events of wartime, particularly if we have grown up in an environment of relative peace and security. There are many, however, in this province who've experienced firsthand the devastating impact of violence and war. And so I sometimes think that the best response is not so many words from people like me, but silence and reflection. Because it's in the silence and reflection that perhaps it's more likely to yield a commitment to peacemaking in our own lives and in the communities in which we are placed. Reading Tony's remarkable story recently in a book that was written by Dan Walker called Remarkable People, it brought to my mind another devastating byproduct of war and times of conflict, and that is our mental health and how it suffers. So many veterans of war and conflict have been so traumatized by the things that they saw and experienced, they were in many cases unable to discuss these events with anyone. And it strikes me as powerful that Tony's story came to be heard by a stranger who simply observed his actions and asked this simple question: are you okay? Are you okay? And I wonder today on this Remembrance Sunday, can we care enough for our fellow man and woman to be attentive to those opportunities to care for and to love those who are struggling, and to ask that important question of those around us: are you okay? Let us pray. First of all, in our prayers today, we say sorry to God for our selfishness and our unwillingness to pursue the ways of peace. Have pity, Heavenly Father, on the human race for our failure to follow the Prince of Peace and our inability to seek peace without violence. We ask you to be merciful to us in our futile efforts to help the wounded victims of greed and intolerance. And we ask you to make us effective peacemakers in our own small world. Help us to live at peace with our neighbors. Help us to be calm and unruffled when we are busier than we ought to be, so that we may always radiate your peace and joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we want to pray especially today for all victims of war. Father of mercies, whose Son here on earth ministered to those in need, remember for good all who suffer through war, by loss of home or health, by loss of friends and loved ones, by loss of security and freedom, by loss of faith and hope. Look upon our world still torn apart by violence, and we ask you to prosper the work of all who are striving for peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We also want to pray in a particular way today for the future of our planet as the COP26 talks draw to a close this weekend. Heavenly Father, we pray that the decisions made during COP26 won't be empty words. And we ask that those in positions of power will be held accountable to the targets that have been set, and that they will work with conviction to not only achieve these, but go beyond them. So we ask that the momentum is not lost after the talks have finished. And we ask you to inspire us with ways that we can make a difference in our homes, communities, and the world around us. And we pray for your prompting, where we can do more to love our neighbor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And finally, in some moments of quietness, let's bring to God those who are on our hearts as we come to church on this Remembrance Sunday. We pray for those going through difficult things, maybe with health problems, maybe mourning the loss of someone they love, maybe coping with stress at home or at work and seeking the best way forward. So in the quietness, let's bring those on our hearts into the healing presence of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We sing together, in Christ there is no east or west. we close with a blessing prayer. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts, and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain in you always. Our closing hymn is, O God, our help in ages past.